Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Henry Aaron, the home run king of...
Hammer and Hank. He was just 23 years old when, in 1957, he won the MVP award. I was in third grade. Hard as it might be to believe, I don't think I thought of him as black. He'd come up from the Negro League, in fact, the very last player from there to arrive in the bigs, at a time when African Americans were just beginning to get a place on Major League dugouts. Seems to me that Billy Bruton played next to him in center field, so he wasn't the only one on the roster, but he was early. Those old picks of that 1957 team, world champ Milwaukee Braves, have four or five others. There were more. No matter. All I know is that when I was a kid, on many a night I fell asleep with the Braves game still playing on that little radio above my bed. Its soft yellow light over the dial. I loved going to bed with the Braves on. Loved it so much that there were nights when I didn't even nod off. Coming into the ninth, the Braves may have trailed, but if the heart of the lineup was on its way to the plate, there was always a chance. Hank Aaron was there batting in the third position, followed by Matthews, a third baseman, at cleanup. Those two guys could hit, and did. That's what I remember thinking about Hammer and Henry Aaron. The guy could hit. Really, he was a little guy. Muscly, sure, but Aaron had great wrists, my father used to say. Great wrist that snapped that bat with so much torque, stadium walls came tumbling down. The biggest story of his professional life was how he finally outdid the Babe and ended his career with 755 round trippers. That was two decades later in 1976, the year of the American Bicentennial, the year our daughter came into the world. By that time, I was well aware of his being African-American, as was the nation, because hate mail and death threats arrived in his mail daily as he climbed ever closer to Babe Ruth's otherwise untouchable record. All that hate on the nation's 200th birthday made the country look menacing. You are not going to break this record established by the great Babe Ruth if I can help it, some guy wrote him in a letter. Whites are far more superior than... Well, you put the word in. My gun is watching your every black move. Generations of kids today can't imagine someone capable of such wicked hate. But it was in the air in 1976. The man who wrote those lines wasn't alone. An African American was threatening a great man's home run record, a great hitter who was white. The Postal Service gave him an award that year for getting mail, nearly a million letters, long before email. Thousands and thousands in that massive bagful were greatly supportive and loving. But America's finest racists couldn't go down without threatening a noose from the old days. But they couldn't stop him. Hammer and Hank still owns a shoebox full of major league records, most career RBIs at just about 2,300, total bases at 7,000, about an extra base hits at 1,477. And there's more, there's lots more. But I thought of him not long ago, couldn't help it really, when I saw his name on a stone beneath my feet. His footprints sit on the International Civil Rights Walk of Fame at the Martin Luther King National Monument in Atlanta, and he's in good company. Thurgood Marshall, Ralph Abernathy, Edward Brooke, Rosa Parks, Jimmy Carter, and more than a dozen others. Something tells me Hammer and Hank is as proud of being there as he is in Cooperstown. Breaking that record wasn't easy, not at his age. He played in 3,300 ball games, third place all time. But it wasn't easy either to live as he did in the eye of a racial storm that will likely never fully pass off the coast and out to sea. Now, that day in Atlanta, he hit number 715, one more than the Babe. That day, when some people were scared of what could happen, the image I like best is that when Henry Aaron came around third, there at the plate stood his parents. Isn't that just the greatest? It was nice seeing him again at the Martin Luther King Museum. I'm thankful for that sidewalk, for those footprints, and the tracks he left in my life. Next time you're in Atlanta, walk in those prints. Try.
He's sitting on 714. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be...
He threw his arms around his father, and as he left the home plate area, his mother came running across the grass.